This is Ozarks at Large. Following a protracted legal battle between Arkansas and Oklahoma over pollutants in the Illinois River watershed, shared by both states, progress is being made to find common ground. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Factory poultry farming over the decades has taken a huge toll on Ozark streams and lakes in both Arkansas and Oklahoma. How it works is that tens of thousands of chicks are crowded into a single barn and fed high-nutrient meal, chock full of phosphorus. Within weeks, they grow into super chickens, genetically bred to be super plump for slaughter. For years, the poultry waste laden with phosphorus was spread on hay and cattle pastures, fertilizer. But the excess nutrients not taken up by plants leaches into waterways. Aquatic algae also thrives on phosphorus, and too much of it impairs streams and lakes. Oklahoma took strict regulatory measures to reduce phosphorus on its side of the Illinois River Basin, but Arkansas's agricultural standards are voluntary. So in 2005, Oklahoma sued a flock of Arkansas poultry companies, billions of dollars at stake. The prolonged U.S. District Court trial, which garnered national coverage, was never decided. Arkansas was set to countersue some years later, claiming Oklahoma had set too high a standard when both governors agreed to cooperate on setting a maximum phosphorus measure. A year ago, each governor appointed three people to serve on a joint committee. In Arkansas, Governor Beebe chose three UA research scientists, Thad Scott, Marty Matlock, and Brian Haggard. He's director of the Arkansas Water Resources Center.
And recently, in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of research on how algae and macroinvertebrates, the bugs in streams and the fish in streams, how those respond to increasing gradients of nutrients with a lot of focus on phosphorus. And so there's a shift now in the paradigm to where EPA is wanting the states to have a numeric standard. And so all states are moving forward with that. Oklahoma happened to be one of the first states in our area to implement a total phosphorus criteria or water quality standard for their scenic rivers, which included the Illinois River.
But Arkansas doesn't have a numeric standard, only a narrative one based on observational data. So Arkansas offered to fund a $600,000 study to come up with an agreed-on standard.
To evaluate the total phosphorus concentration, which resulted in a significant shift in algal biomass and species composition. And so basically, that means that at what level of phosphorus do you see increased algal growth, and when does the different types of algae change in the stream?
The study will determine maximum phosphorus levels that will allow streams to thrive. Over in Oklahoma, Governor Mary Fallon appointed three agency staff to serve on the joint committee. Shelley McCleary with the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality, Shannon Phillips with the Oklahoma Conservation Commission, and Derek Smithy at the Oklahoma Water Resources Board.
And so it's kind of an interesting mix of academics and yet people who deal with policy and regulations on a daily basis.
The all-volunteer committee first met last summer, then monthly for almost a year, and began to search for a firm to conduct this study.
We decided to interview three firms. And in the end, we selected Dr. Ryan King from Baylor University to come up and do this study. And one of the interesting factors was, is the second statement of joint principles excluded any firms or universities based in Arkansas and Oklahoma, as well as the committee felt like we should exclude anyone who played a role as an expert witness for either the plaintiffs or the defendants in the Illinois River lawsuit.
Ryan King started sampling this summer.
And he's sampling 35 sites every other month for 2 years. 25 of those sites are within the Illinois River Basin, and then about 10 of those sites are at adjacent basins and also including Lee Creek and Little Lee Creek, which are also Oklahoma scenic rivers that have their headwaters in Arkansas and drain to Oklahoma. And then this August, just this last month, he just collected his second round of samples. And so what he's done is he's selected streams over a gradient of phosphorus concentrations from low to high, all with about the same type of riparian cover, habitat situation, similar stream flow or velocities. And so he's collecting water samples, and then he's collecting algal samples, and they're scraping the rocks to look at what types of algae are there, as well as how much biomass measured as chlorophyll A is there.
The Baylor team processes the samples on site, then takes them back to the university. Reports will be issued twice a year, the first coming this October.
We're going to look at how does a natural assemblage change in the streams as phosphorus concentrations increase, and that's kind of which species start disappearing. And we're also going to look at how nuisance algae, those what we call those fuzzy algae that look fuzzy on the rocks and these long chains and filaments floating in the water, and we're going to look at how those start increasing in number as well. And so we're going to be looking at both ends of the spectrum. How does a natural assemblage change, as well as when do we start moving into nuisance conditions? Hopefully, at the end, all of these numbers start pointing to the same range of concentrations, and the committee made up of these six members, along with the guidance of Dr. Ryan King, can make a decision and recommend back to the governors numeric standard for the Illinois River. And the way the second statement of joint principles is written, if that number is between 0.027 to 0.047 milligrams per liter of total phosphorus, Oklahoma doesn't have to change their standard. If it's outside that on either side of the range, Oklahoma has the option to implement that and their next revision to their water quality standards.
Data will be collected over the next 2 years, and by 2016, the Joint Committee will present its recommendation. The Illinois River, a declared scenic stream in Oklahoma, was declared and remains impaired by the Environmental Protection Agency under the Clean Water Act. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.